Amen. Amen. Says God bless you. What a blessing. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, a couple of verses this morning. The Lord began to deal with my heart about this message early in the week. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 12. I want you to pay very close attention to this verse. It's a very short verse. You should be able to commit it to memory very easily. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, how many of you are there? Say amen.
Amen.
I want you looking at the Bible this morning. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. I've been watching the news and I've been paying attention to everything that's going on in our country and in our world around us. And to be honest with you, as my diagnosis, the best I could give, it is a flat-footed mess. I begin to watch the junk is the best thing I can come up with. I begin to watch the debates and all the hem-haw about the Democrat and all the stuff about the Republicans and all this. And I started trying to find, Brother Jerry, some common ground in it all. Then they everyone agree on one thing. It's broke. The only thing that I can surmise that they're all correct about is it's messed up. Our society's messed up. Our morals are messed up. Our world is messed up. Dear Lord, we've got people killing in the name of religion. Used to, religion brought life. We're living in a day when the world's fastest growing religion, that is the religion of Islam, their religion brings death. It's messed up. We're living in a day when instead of the cops shooting criminals, we've got criminals shooting cops. That cannot be a solution. Y'all don't die on me. You say, preacher, that's controversial. No, it ain't. Murder is murder is murder is murder. Killing one police officer does not justify killing 1,000 criminals. But in their mind, it does. I listened to both sides of the aisle this week, and I listened to Hillary spew her garbage. Amen. I listened to the other side. Trump's got his fair share too. We're stuck with a lesser of two evils. They both admit, everybody admits, it's broken. Herein lies the problem. This one says, I have the answer. Isn't that about what the last five said?
Yeah.
This one says, no, your answer's not right, my answer's right. Somebody said, Brother Todd, we know how to fix it. The other side said, no, that won't fix it. We know how to fix it. Still, at the end of the day, it's broke. You say, what's broke? Our government? No, it's bigger than that. It's the entire human race. It's broken. Romans chapter number 7, turn over there just a few pages back to your left. I want you looking at it this morning. We're going somewhere. Romans chapter number 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 12, the Bible said, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth taketh heed, lest he fall." How many of you ever fail? I'm not just talking about his children learning to walk. I'm talking about his adults. We think we've got it figured out. Brother Samuel, this will fix it and this will take care of this problem. If I just do this and if I could just do that and if I could just make this come together and I could just bring these two ends together and make them meet, everything would be all right. And we get our hands in it and we make it a bigger mess than it was to begin with.
Yes, sir.
How many of you ever tried to fix something? Wound up after you's done with a bigger mess than you started with. I don't know how many times as a plumber I got called to a house where it was just a simple leak under a sink. And they done took duct tape and two-part epoxy and everything in the world. And it wound up costing them double because I had to undo everything they done just to fix the problem. A $40 problem turned into a $140 problem. Why? Because they thought they could fix it. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 12. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 12. The Bible said, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned." Death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Man's got a problem. The human race is broken. It's not just America, it's worldwide. All over this globe, man has got a serious problem. And then man says, "We know how to fix it. Here's the cure. Here's the answer." Hillary says she's the answer. Donald Trump said he's the answer. I've got news for you. They both come up short. Reminds me of a story that I learned when I was a little boy. Just a children's nursery rhyme. How many of you remember Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall? Humpty Dumpty had a, say the next word with me, great fall. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men tried, but they couldn't put Humpty back together again. Today, I think our human race is a lot like this egg. Are you okay this morning? Man started off on a high wall. Would you agree? Man started off in a high and a lofty place. Let me just say, man started off in a perfect place. We're living in a day when education teaches that man started off way down here in this cave, dragging his wife around by the hair of the head with a club over his shoulder. And man has progressively gotten better and better and better and better and better. Let me tell you something. This world's ideology is absolutely ideology. Does that make sense? Man didn't start off way down here and work his way up here. Technology does not make us wise. Man started off way up here. Perfect, sinless, with a body that would live forever and ever and ever and ever. Are we okay? Man started off way up here in perfect communion and fellowship with God. And man has progressively, like a rocket.
Rockets normally go that way. Man has went this way. My, my, somebody said, look how far we've come. Yes. Look how far we've come. We started off in peace and fellowship with God, and now we're living in a day when you can't mention God. Man started off on a very, very high wall in a perfect place. Now there was a problem. Oh, Humpty, like man, started off on a high wall. But what Humpty didn't realize was Humpty was an A. Are you listening? Humpty wasn't nothing but an egg. It doesn't matter how high we achieve, how high we climb, we still just an egg. Look at your neighbor and say, you ain't nothing but an egg. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we're a fragile thing. We're a fragile thing. You say, how you know? How you know I ain't nothing but an egg? Because everybody's cracking up over something. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Got a church building full of crack up. Cracks up over this and cracked up. Got marriages cracking up. Got teenage lives cracking up. Got, hey, we got society cracking up. Amen. What happened? We started off on that high wall, and like Humpty Dumpty, we fail and we're fragile. We get to thinking that we're something. We get to thinking that because of our knowledge and because of our ability, that somehow we're not vulnerable. But yet we're broken. I'm not preaching anything that's not in the news. The entire world admits that we've got major problems. Major problems. Let me tell you something. The Democratic Party ain't going to fix it. The Republican Party ain't going to fix it. The filthy UN ain't going to fix it. Russia ain't going to fix it. Pakistan ain't going to fix it. Are we okay? Like this egg, we started off on the high wall. We got to thinking we are something, but the Bible said, the Lord remembereth that we are but dust. Dust. Not dirt. I can take some dirt and grow tomatoes in it. Dirt has some value. But dust has no value. I don't want to make you mad this morning, but we're nothing but dust. At best, we get to thinking we're all this and we're all that, and we've got all this technology and we've got all this knowledge and we've got all this power and we've got all, hey, we're still just dust at the end of the day. Man, like Humpty, started up on that high wall. Something happened and caused Humpty to fall. What caused him to fall, Brother Robert? What happened? What happened to man? He started off way up here in fellowship with God. What happened? He got to looking. He got to looking. If you go back to Genesis chapter 3, you'll find that they looked on that fruit and saw that it was good for food. You remember that? They got to looking. Listen, anytime, pay attention to me. Anytime man starts looking outside of God, we're in trouble. Somebody said, I know what'll fix our marriage, Dr. Phil. Well, you're crazy. Well, we don't know what to do with our wayward children. We're going to listen to Oprah. You got problems. We get to looking. We get to looking outside of God. We get to looking at technology, and we get to looking at man's wisdom and man's ideology. Hey, we get to looking, we're going down. Remember the little song, Oh, Be Careful, Little Eyes, What You See? We get to looking without. If we're not careful, then we start looking within. We start looking within. That's what Adam did. Adam and Eve sinned when they took the fruit, Brother Freddie. And you know what the Bible said? They realized they was naked. So you know what Adam did? I'll fix it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll fix it. Eve, run over at that fig tree and give me some leaves. Let's get us some thin vines and we'll sew these fig leaves together and we'll cover our nakedness.
Yeah.
We'll fix it. How fixed was it? Well, it wasn't fixed good enough where they didn't have to hide from God.
Amen.
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 We try to fix ourselves and we try to fix society and we try to fix this and we try to fix that, but still in the eyes of God, it's nakedness.
Right.
Amen. Man got to looking. That's our problem in society today. They're looking to this outfit to fix our problem, and they're looking to that outfit to fix our problem. Humpty Dumpty got to looking. Man got to looking. Then he got to listening. Then he got to listening. What are you saying, preacher? That serpent beguiled Eve and said, "Hey, why don't you try that fruit? Don't that look good?" She said, "Well, God said if we eat that fruit, we're going to die." He said, "Oh, now that ain't what God meant." Listening. Listening to snake talk. Some of you had one squirrel up on the pillow beside you last night. Listening to snake talk. You know what the snake says? It's okay. It's okay. Watch me get in trouble now. It's your lifestyle. You choose it. It's all right. It's okay. Ladies, it's your body. Listening. We better quit listening to snake talk and start listening to some God talk. Instead of letting the world and the devil tell us this is okay, and this alternate lifestyle is okay, and it's okay if you kill your unborn baby, and it's okay if you do this, and it's okay if you do that. Hey, that's snake talk. It ain't God talk. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. I'm trying to figure out a way to fix what is broken. He got to listening. He got to looking. And then he got to laying the blame on everything but himself. God came to Adam and said, "Adam, where art thou?" He said, "Well, I'm hiding." "Why are you hiding?" "Well, we're naked." "How'd you know you're naked?" You know, the first thing out of his mouth, "That woman you can give me." I'm preaching Bible this morning, whether you like it or not. God said, "Adam, how'd you know you was naked?" He said, "That woman you gave me." Eve took the fruit and then she offered it to Adam. Hey, he didn't have to take it. Are you listening? Just because everybody else is doing it don't mean you got to. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Just because everybody else is drinking margaritas don't mean you got to. Just because everybody else tries their little social sin. Hey, I'm up here. Doesn't make it okay. "Well, God, she made me do it." "Well, I thought I made you the head over her, dude." You know what society's doing? Listen. Here's. I've been watching TV all week. I've been getting loaded for bear. It's a wonder I got to tell. I start throw that thing in the swimming pool. I got so mad. Here's what that crowd does. I thought if you would spend as much time running your mouth about a solution instead of each other. I don't care who you voting for. They both are like a bunch of little four-year-old school kids. That's all they do. Blaming Bush ain't gonna fix it. Blaming the Democrats ain't gonna fix it. That's what they did. "Well, we're here where we are because of so-and-so." No, we're where we are because of sin. Adam, you're not in the shape you're in the curse of mankind because of Eve. You're in the shape you're in because of sin. Amen. There's not a living one of us in this room this morning that can honestly say, hey, it's not because of sin that I'm suffering. It's not because of sin that I'm battling this addiction or I'm going through this marital situation. Yes, it is because of sin. Humpty got to looking, he got to listening, and he got to laying the blame. You go to a psychiatrist and tell them you want to kill yourself, you know what they're going to do? Right off the crack of the bat. Did your mama beat you? I'd be like, didn't yours? My mama beat the fire out of me. They want you to blame all your problems on somebody. If you can take and shift the blame off of you, that somehow makes you better. No, it doesn't. We're never going to reach a solution until we get honest and say, hey, it ain't my mama. It ain't my daddy. It's me. Amen. I could have picked up a set of drumsticks. I don't need no help. I could have picked up a set of drumsticks and chose a life as a musician and traveled the country and lost my wife. Could have given my children two or three or four stepmothers and said, well, it's what my daddy did. But when it comes time for my judgment seat of Christ, I'm not going to stand there for my daddy. My daddy's going to stand there for my daddy. I'm going to stand there for me. We got to agree this morning, it's broke. So what did they do? They did exactly what we're doing. They got all the king's horses together. All the king's horses. That's a picture of their power and their machinery. And they said, we'll fix it with our power and our machinery. We'll get all the king's horses. We'll get all the king's devices together. And we'll fix what is broken. I know what man needs. Man needs religion. Man needs religion. Boy, that'll fix everything. Man needs religion. We got enough religion to choke a dead horse to death. Are you listening to me? Religion has never fixed anything. It never will fix anything. All it'll do is make you religious. Amen. Amen. Hey, man, I'm sick of religion. The Pope came to Atlanta. Bless his heart. I watched all them people fainting. You'd have thought Elvis had resurrected. It's the Pope. Oh, can I kiss the Pope's ring? Like the Pope is the answer. No, he's a sinner too. You know what that is? That's one sinner looking to another sinner for redemption. That's one beggar looking at another beggar hoping to get some bread. Religion can't fix it. They're still trying to fix it with religion. Cut your television on Sunday morning. Religion's still trying to fix it. Religion says, oh, you must feel better about yourself. There's a bigger, better you inside just waiting to get out. God forbid we really saw what was inside of each one of us. Religion said if we can just get out on the outside, what's on the inside? Oh, no, no, no. Don't let that monkey out. Don't turn that monster loose. We okay? Religion says as long as you feel better about yourself, it's successful. It's not if you're still dying and going to hell. They tried religion. They tried government. I'm talking about way back here in 1 Samuel. They said, I know what we need. We need a king. Oh, if we just had a king, it works for the heathens. We need a king. So they chose him a king. If you know your Bible, you know how that worked out for him. Government's not the answer. It never has been, and it never will be. Now, I believe in government. God designed it. God set it up. Are you okay? I believe in the authorities that God has set in order. Amen. I believe in government, but government is not the answer. Government has never been able to fix man, and government will never be able to fix man. Let me tell you what government has done. Now, I'm not speaking for the rest of the world, but I'll tell you what government has done for America. Ruined it. Amen. America was birthed as a place. You work hard, you get ahead. It's become a place now, lay on your couch and watch soap operas and get ahead. America has become a place where you expect something for nothing. The Bible said a man who wouldn't work wouldn't eat. Government has not fixed the problem. Humpty is still broke. Matter of fact, he's broke worse than he's ever been. Amen. All the king's horses. Music and Hollywood. Listen, you'll never fix anything living in dreamland. Amen. You know what part of you, hey ladies, look at me. Part of your problem is you living in some fantasy world to expect your husband to be like such and such on the screen. Amen. Your husband has to work a job for a living. Amen. He hadn't had 7 plastic surgeries and fake abs put in. You men are expecting your wife to be what you see on television and Hollywood. Hey, you're never going to fix anything living in dreamland.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Quit comparing your wife to them plastic women. Amen. The graveside, we normally say dust to dust and ashes to ashes. Some of that stuff ain't never going to decay. Amen. Some of them, instead of burying them, we ought to take them to the recycle bin. Amen. Listen to me. All the king's horses couldn't fix it. Drugs and alcohol. That'd probably feel good for a little while. You can shake your head. It'd probably feel good for a little while, but it ain't never fixed nothing. Sin bringeth pleasure for a season. But it ain't, I'm saying it ain't never fixed nothing. Let me say it again. How many of you can say, drugs fixed my marriage? My marriage was falling apart till I got on heroin. I ain't never heard that testimony. My kid was failing in school. He was doing horrible till he started smoking weed. I ain't never heard anybody brag on it. I'm so glad my kid's on crack. You ain't never heard that testimony.
Amen.
Not one time. Why? Because it don't fix nothing. I've never had a wife stand up in church and say, I'm so glad my husband's a drunk. I'm so glad he comes home, slaps me around. I'm so glad the kids have to hide. Y'all okay?
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you, it ain't going to fix it. It might be a Band-Aid for a little while. But underneath that Band-Aid, it's festering. I'm getting worse every single day. Oh, I've got the answer. I've got the answer. Education. Education will fix it. Hillary said it takes a village to raise a child. You keep that village away from my kid. Oh, education will fix everything. So you know what they did?
They took our Bible schools and turned them into schools of higher learning and higher thinking. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, the top Ivy League schools in this world started training preachers to preach. Every one of them. And now they deny God. They deny His existence. They deny the creation. Boy, education sure has fixed it. I think Jerry Clower, in his wisdom, said it best. He said they educated beyond their intelligence. They got so much book learning, they stupid. Are y'all okay? Send our kids to school and they tell them this all started with an explosion. I got an idea. How many of you men like to have a brand new truck? Come on, be honest with me. Brand new truck. How many of you ladies like to have a brand new Beamer or Cadillac? No, I mean, I'm talking about free. I'm going to tell you how to do it. Here's how to do it. Listen to me now. This is education. I'm fixing to educate y'all. You're going to leave here with a PhD. Get you some dynamite and go out there and blow up the one you got. Just stick four sticks of TNT in each tailpipe, light it, and run. And when you come back, that thing's going to explode and come back together. Oh. He said, now, preacher, that's ridiculous. You got it. You're exactly right. Education couldn't fix it. We get paper from trees, electricity out of water, gas from garbage. We got artificial hearts, artificial lungs, artificial limbs. We got computers that can think. That's bad when your phone's got more sense than you do. Brother John Willis said he found him a ringtone that said amen. So he don't have to cut his phone off in church. When I was a kid, listen to me. When I was a kid, they'd knock on your door. About once a month, somebody trying to sell you the Encyclopedia Britannica. I guarantee you these kids are looking and going, listen to me. It's kind of like Wikipedia, but in a book. Kind of like that. We're living in a day. Anything you want to know, it's in the palm of your hand.
Amen.
Woo. We still ain't no better off. Matter of fact, we're worse off. Let me tell you something I heard somebody wicked say yesterday. I'm talking about a lost man, don't know God. I was listening to an interview on the radio. I was going home from visitation. Here's what the guy said. Well-known comedian. Famous comedian. Shops at Walmart. Has a little catchphrase, get her done. You know what he said? Worst thing to ever happen to America. Here's what he said. Facebook and Twitter. Honest for the Lord. What are you saying? We've got all that, but yet we're still in a mess. I got to quit. All the king's horses couldn't get it together again. All the machinery, all the intelligence, all of that, and man is still going to hell. So then they got all the king's men. And we'll get the most brilliant minds, and we'll put him together again. We've had men great as Noah. He got drunk. Jacob was a con artist. Abraham lied. Moses had a temper. Elijah ran from Jezebel and wanted to die. David committed adultery and murder. What are you saying? They all had fault. Sinful man can never fix sinful man. Say it again. Sinful man will never fix sinful man. That's why we mess up when we think this preacher can fix my problem. No, he cannot. This priest can absolve my sin. No, he cannot. Well, I know what I'll do. I'll just go and I'll confess my sin to a man. Hey, a sinful man cannot forgive sinful man. It'll never work in a million years. It never has worked. It never will work. All the king's horses and all the king's men, they couldn't put Humpty back together again. Here's the question, and I'm done. So is there hope for Humpty? Is there hope for Humpty? Man couldn't do it. Horses couldn't do it. Technology couldn't do it. Education couldn't do it. But I'm thank God, but Jesus Christ. Let me say it again. But Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He is the remedy. They sing it this morning. There is a fix for mankind. And His name is Jesus. No other name given among men whereby you must be saved. I'm telling you, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the cure for America. He's the cure for the world. If we would just get our minds fixed and toward Him again. Amen. And instead, the idea is let's go away from that. No, we can't bring Him into this. If we don't bring Him into this, we're going down. If we don't bring Him into the broken relationship, if we don't bring Him into the addiction, if we don't bring Him into the problems that face our society, if we don't bring Him into the immorality, it's never going to get better. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. The greatest revivals this nation has ever seen have been centered around the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the hope. He is the hope. Relationships are shallow. Government is flawed. Our morals are at an all-time low. The government is shaky as best. But thanks be to God. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I wonder how many of you got a broken life this morning. I wonder how many of you are facing a broken home. I wonder how many of you come in this morning with a broken heart. It's all because of the fall. Every bit of it's because of the fall of man. But I'm glad there is a remedy. Amen. And His name is Jesus Christ. In our nursery rhyme, Humpty never got it together again. You go home, drop an egg in your kitchen floor. You won't never get it back in that shape. You won't never be able to put that together, no matter how hard you try. So why are we wasting our effort? Why are we wasting our time trying to fix something we can't fix? Why don't we have sense enough to bring what man can't do, and technology can't do, and education can't do, and say, here, Lord, we broke it. We broke it. Adam said, I thought I had it fixed. And God said, it ain't good enough. It's going to take the shedding of blood. That worked for a little while. And God said, it still ain't good enough. It's going to take the blood of my own son. And Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for us. But all we got to do is bring our broken lives, our broken dreams, and our broken hearts, and bring them to Him and watch Him begin to put it together again. Brother Carl testified this morning. I remember when he was homeless on our porch. There are others this morning. I remember when they came here, their lives wrecked by drugs and addiction. Families tore apart. Babies ripped out of their arms. Daddies in jail. Mamas in rehab. I'm talking about people's lives a mess. And I've watched this God begin to pick up the pieces, put them back together, make them whole again. There is hope for old Humpty this morning. Remember, you ain't nothing but an egg. Our lives are fragile, and the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Ashley, y'all come and get us a song, Brother Todd. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Is there hope for Humpty? Yes, there he is. Maybe it's a silly little thought, but a serious message this morning. There is a remedy. While they're getting ready to sing this morning, others are already coming to pray. I wonder if we could just bow our heads together this morning. Nobody looking around, heads bowed and eyes closed.